Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all, it's not live, it's recorded, but I'm alive and you're here and we're together and so we're all alive together. The live local show that's all about the issues of aging, California's single best resource on the issues of aging. Glad to have you with us this morning. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, in my 21st year here on KFBK. California's longest running show, most authentic, most informative, most accurate most of the time show on the issues of aging. What happens when we get older? How do we take care of mommy and daddy? How do we take care of grandpa? How do we take care of ourselves? Who takes care of us after we die? If we're single and we have no children, if we're married and we have no children, who's going to take care of us when something happens to us? Well, my brother's going to take care of us. Well, how old are you? Well, I'm 80. How old's your brother? 82. So 2 years from now, how old will your brother be? 84. Glad to have you with us. A couple things to get out of the way right away because this is really important because otherwise I get nasty phone calls and I get sued. I'm not making this up, folks. There are people, lots of people who listen to this show just with the idea of listening to see if I say something incorrect or incorrectly. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember, I'm not an attorney, don't practice law, I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what the heck they're talking about, and a lot of them don't when it comes to long-term care. I got a phone call yesterday from someone I referred to an attorney because the attorney that referred them to didn't know what he was talking about, so I referred him to an attorney who knew what they were talking about. What else? I have a California insurance license. Doesn't mean anything. Just means I have a California insurance license. I've had one for 50 years. But I have to tell you that. I have a California legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County. And my bond is filed in Sacramento County, which means I can prepare legal documents at your direction and request. That includes trusts, powers of attorney, deeds, and that kind of stuff. I can do all that. I'm licensed to do it. I'm a legal document assistant, and I have been for going on 15 years. In fact, 15 years, going on 20 years or something. 16 years. I don't know. It's something. It's been going on for a while. I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. Everything we say is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It is my opinion only. Take it or leave it, but leave it at your peril. What else do I need to say? Get a pencil and paper out and write this stuff down. If you haven't been to my Facebook page, you should go. My Facebook page is not full of stuff. It's not like most. It's my Facebook page, and I will try to watch it closely, and we keep it directed at long-term care issues. You can go to my Facebook page by simply going to facebook.com/assetsandaging. facebook.com/assetsandaging. You could probably also get there if you went Facebook Assets and Aging. You'll get there. And one of the cool things about my Facebook page is I do Facebook Live all the time. So yesterday I did a Facebook Live for like 8 or 9 minutes on a topic that just came up. And I'm always linking articles there. And if you haven't been to Facebook Live, my Facebook Live and Facebook page, you should go. It's extremely helpful. The people that have seen it loved it. The people who follow me there love it. They just simply do. And the reason why is because it's meant to be helpful. It's not meant to be in your face. It's not meant for any of that kind of stuff. It's meant to be helpful. And that's been my goal all along and will continue to be my goal as I do more and more on Facebook. So yesterday, I'm sitting in my office. I have it all set up in my office and something came up. And I just did a Facebook Live post. And it's up there. And you can look at all my Facebook Lives. You can also go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. And you can sign up for my workshops. By the way, if you missed my workshop yesterday, because it was full, I'm adding one more this year. So my workshop yesterday was full. I'm going to do one more workshop this year, and that's the 14th, which is next Saturday. If you have not been to one of my workshops, you can go to my website and sign up, assetsandaging.com, or you can call me directly, 800-999-8007. And after I tell you my opening story, you're going to want to come to my workshop. My workshops are not like anything else you've ever been to, ever. They're not like anything you've ever been to. I'm not going to baffle you with you-know-what. We're going to talk about real life and real people and real stuff. So if that's something that's important to you, especially after I tell my opening little story here, you can sign up for my workshop. Again, it's limited to about 12 people because that's all my room will hold. It'll be on the 14th. It'll probably be my last workshop of the year. If you haven't been to one of my workshops or haven't been lately, you should be there. Because we're going to talk about trusts and powers of attorney and documents and end-of-life planning and all that. And I'm trying to find my statistic. I want to get started here. I'm trying to find my statistic, and I can't find my statistic that I want to use today. But I'm going to estimate it, and it's going to be really, 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 really close. It's just going to be really close. You just have to take my word for it. You don't have to take my word for it. You can go look it up. I've got it somewhere in a stack of things I have sitting on top of the printer next to in my office at home. But I can't find it right now. I was looking for it the last couple days, but I've got it here somewhere. I want you to listen carefully to the next 5 minutes because it's going to happen to you. The odds are this story will happen to you or your family. Last week, I got three calls within 24 hours, which for me was a record. I've had this call many, many times in 30 years. I've had it thousands of times. But I got three phone calls within 24 hours saying, Bob, just wanted to let you know my mom, my dad, my spouse, my whatever it was, died yesterday in the nursing home or today in the nursing home. And I wanted to let you know. And would you be in contact with me so we could talk? I've already contacted all those people so we could talk because they're worried about what happens next. And because they're my clients and I always stay in touch, I called them. My point wasn't that I had people call whose loved ones have died in a nursing home. It was I had three in 24 hours. And here's the point I want to make. All of these people's loved ones died in a nursing home. I want to back up. At some point in their life, they never ever thought they would ever be in a nursing home. Not only did their loved ones wind up in a nursing home, they died in a nursing home. They didn't die at home. These were just nursing homes. I have clients die all the time in assisted living and boarding cares. These were all in nursing homes, all on Medi-Cal. And my point is, somewhere I have a statistic that's like 60, I'll be within 5% with this statistic. 70% of all people who die do die in a building, not at home. They die in a hospital. They die in a nursing home. They die in an assisted living facility. They die in a boarding care, but they don't die at home. So if I look at these three families who I love, because I love my clients, unless you've been through this, you can't imagine it. And I love my clients, my brave clients who are put through things in their lives that they never, ever, ever in their wildest imagination thought they would have to deal with. But these three clients not only wound up having their loved ones die in a nursing home, but also never ever thought they'd be there. I remember the struggles they all went through when they had to put their loved one in a nursing home, the guilt, all the stuff that people go through when this happens. But they never thought it was going to happen to them. They never ever thought it was going to happen to them. But it happened. And now we'll deal with what's left, and there won't be any recovery, and nobody's going to lose their house, and nothing bad's going to happen, despite what everybody's read and heard. If I have time, I want to get to you from a website that I saw the other day on how to protect your loved ones. And I want to get to it, and hopefully before we're done here today. It's going to happen in your family. Whether you like it or not, it's going to happen in your family. And whether you like it or not, one of two things will happen. You will be prepared for it, or you won't be prepared for it. There's no gray areas here. It's as simple as that. None of my thousands of families that have been in nursing homes, that have come through my office in 30 years, that I've dealt with, ever thought it was going to happen to them. But it did, and it's going to happen in your family. And for some of you, it's happening today. It's happening today. And it's happening in your family, and it's happening in your neighbors' families, and it's going to happen at Christmas. There are going to be people putting people in nursing homes over the Christmas holidays. Yes, there are. Guarantee it. How do I know that? I've already had some this month, and we're in December, which is holiday time, and they're putting a loved one in a nursing home. Some of you are going to get caught up in the next year or so, in the next few months, sometime in your life, in the whole admission versus observation scam that's going on in hospitals. And then you're going to get caught up in the scam that's just destroying nursing homes, which is this: we don't get well in hospitals anymore. We're sent out to nursing homes, which were meant to take care of the chronically ill, and to do rehab, because they make ungodly amounts of money doing this. One nursing home I passed yesterday used to be the best nursing home in town. There are now cars parked on the lawn because they've turned themselves into a primary rehab facility. They no longer take care of long-term care patients. And you're going to get caught up in the scam of rehab. And rehab days, and Medicare will only pay for 5 rehab days or 10 rehab days, and then you have to leave. You can't stay in the nursing home. We have no long-term care beds. We only have rehab beds. Despite warnings from Medi-Cal, despite directives from Medi-Cal, they don't care because there's so much money involved. You understand, if a nursing home that was taking long-term care patients kicked out half, and by the way, there's an article in U.S. News. What was this? The New York Times? Who was this? Just recently, nursing homes are illegally evicting elderly and disabled residents who can't afford to pay. You're just a piece of garbage, one evicted nursing home resident said. They kick you right out on the curb. I read from this not long ago. This was, it says U.S. News, but I think it was the New York Times. Let me see if I can find it. Valerie Bischoff. Oh, NBC News. An article written by Valerie Bischoff of NBC News. Nursing homes are illegally evicting elderly. So if a nursing home had 100 beds and they kicked out 50 nursing home patients and they just went to rehab, they'd make more money because they're making $400 a day on long-term care and they're making $1,000 a day on rehab. So if the building was half empty, they could fire half their staff, go on rehab, and they'd make more money. You or your family is going to get caught up in this. You're going to get caught up in the admission versus observation scam in hospitals. You're going to get caught up in the rehab scam going on in nursing homes right now, and the illegal evictions going on in nursing homes right now. It's epidemic in California, and you haven't heard one peep out of anybody in the California legislature. Yeah, we got legalized marijuana and we're taxing evil tobacco, or we're doing whatever we're doing and we're cleaning up the air, but we're evicting old people from nursing homes in the state of California, the Department of Healthcare Services, the governor, and not one other person gives a you-know-what about any of this. It's not because old people getting kicked out of nursing homes don't vote. People who own nursing homes vote and have money. So which group do you think buys influence? I think it's a scandal of enormous proportions, and nobody cares. Nobody cares. It's not covered locally. There's only one newspaper in the United States that covers this stuff, and that's the Wall Street Journal. Nobody else covers this stuff. Nobody else cares about it. Nobody cares what's going on. And it's happening in your family. And it's happening to your neighbors. And unless you're prepared, you're going to get caught up in this maelstrom. And here's my end of the year warning to you. It's going to get worse. The American medical system is already in decay. Did you see recently where the current administration wants to change a rule that would force hospitals to actually say the price they charge for their procedures? And the hospitals are suing the government to keep from having to say. Do you understand, when you go into the hospital to have a knee replacement, you don't know what it costs? You go into the hospital to have your kidneys out, your gallbladder out, your left toe amputated, you don't know what it costs. It's the only thing in life where you get the bill after you did the thing. You don't know what it's going to cost to do, because they've arranged a price with the insurance company. And by the way, different hospitals in the same city will charge different rates for the same procedure. Wouldn't it be nice to know which one is charging which? The American medical system is severely broken, and the long-term care system is on the way to complete decay. Everybody is being forced into assisted livings, which are now overpopulated. They've built more buildings than they thought they were going to need. People who really need long-term care are trying to recover in assisted living facilities or worse yet, boarding care facilities, which have no licensed people there. The facility's licensed. The person working there is getting paid $12 an hour and told to call 911. You're either going to be prepared for this or you're not, but it's going to happen, and it is happening in your family. The three families that I got phone calls from this week were in 24 hours where a loved one had died in a nursing home are not unique. My point, I want to reiterate my point from the beginning. It wasn't that they were in a nursing home that caused the death. These were ill people. It was that none of these families ever thought that at the end of their mom or dad's or spouse's lives, that they would wind up in a nursing home and that that's where they would die. It never crossed their mind. Yet all around you, this is happening all the time. And I'm going to become much more vocal about this. And I'm probably going to become a one-note symphony for a while about this until the public begins to pay attention to it. I can't tell you how much misinformation. My son, who does a brilliant job at all of my internet stuff, my website, he manages that, manages my Facebook, manages all that stuff, does it for other people, does it for a living. If you're a small business, by the way, and you want the best, hire my son to set up your social media stuff. He actually knows what he's doing. But one of the things, and him wanting to, you know, he always wants to understand my business better so he can better target what I'm doing as appropriate and important and useful. I tasked him with going to 15 websites. I said, Google the word Medi-Cal and don't look at the state websites, but look at 15 websites of people who claim to know Medi-Cal. Print out some stuff and come back to me with what you found out. So he did. And in every single one of them, there's misinformation. Every single one of them. Here's one I'm looking at. Why do-it-yourself and bargain price plans almost always end up in court? That's not true. They may be useless when it comes to long-term care, but they don't all end up in court. How to obtain long-term care and avoid $9,337 in average monthly costs. You can't obtain long-term care. You can get Medi-Cal benefits if you're in a nursing home. How to avoid losing your home and other assets due to Medi-Cal liens. Nobody loses their house to Medi-Cal anymore. How to protect your children's inheritance. I don't care about your children's inheritance. I want to make sure that you have the money that you worked a lifetime to save to pay for your care so that you can get the best quality care possible. And you can do that. You can do that by going to my website, by making one simple phone call, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. You can do all of that. You can call me. You can get to my workshop, my very next one. My last one of the year is on the 14th of December at 10:30, and it's free. Why are you not there? Why are you not already on the phone calling to get there and get free tickets or going to my website and signing up online? Assetsandaging.com. The point of all of this is people wind up needing long-term care, and it happens in every family. You're not going to escape getting old. Dying young is the escape for getting old. If you get old, you're going to become more frail. If you become more frail, you're going to become less independent. If you become less independent, you're going to need help. It is a fact of life. I said earlier on, 65 to 70% of all old people don't die at home. They die in a building. Some of them after having been in that building for years and years and years and years. The average stay, last time I heard, in a nursing home is still just under 3 years. That doesn't mean you'll be there 3 years, but a lot of people are there 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Yeah, there are people there 6 months and die, but there are also people in nursing homes 10 years and in assisted living for 5 years and then a nursing home, or a boarding care and then a nursing home, or home care and then a nursing home. Long-term care goes on for a long time. Are you prepared? If you can't answer yes with a certainty, then you're in trouble. You're going to become a victim of the admission versus observation scam, the rehab scam, the Medi-Cal stuff, scams that are going around, all the stuff that's floating around out there that you think you're going to be prepared for, but you're not. If you'd really like to be prepared, then get in to see me. If you'd really like the information that's going to make a difference in your family, laid out for you in a straightforward, matter-of-fact way, with real answers and real tools, then you're listening to the right person. If you want somebody that's going to sell you a product, I'm not it, because there's no products that work. Long-term care insurance in the state of California has driven almost all the companies out. Thank you, state of California. Used to be 100 companies selling long-term care insurance in California. Now there's like 4 or 5. What does that do for competition? 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Assetsandaging.com. Or go to my Facebook page. Look at my Facebook live videos. You can go to facebook.com/assetsandaging and it will take you there. But stop waiting and stop believing that it's somehow your family is going to escape this, because they're not. It's going to happen in every family. Get to my workshop this coming Saturday, limit of 12 people. It's the last one of the year. Last one of the year. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007, or go to my website, assets, assets, and aging, aging, assetsandaging.com. Cruise around my website, lots of good information. You can listen to my podcast every Wednesday. I just did a podcast yesterday, this last Wednesday. Listen to my podcast every Wednesday at noon on my website. There's lots of ways to get information. You can become a subscriber. You become a premium subscriber. You get access to 20-some videos, blogs, all kinds of information on the issues of aging. I just submitted 5 more to my son to edit, and we're going to put those up on the subscription service. 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007 or assets, ASSETS, assetsandaging.com. Or go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/assetsandaging, and watch all my Facebook Live videos. You can also just call me up anytime and get into my office. If you're dealing with this, call me, email me, get into my office. The appointment is free. But at the very least, get to my workshop on Saturday the 14th. Look forward to seeing you. Hope you have had a great holiday. Hope you're looking forward to the Christmas season and the holiday season. And family, thanks so much for listening. I'll see you at my upcoming workshop or in my office. And join us here again next week, right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future.